Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bigfoot, notable alias, Sasquatch.
I'm going up the road and all of a sudden these whatever run past the front of my headlights on my truck.
The weirdness.
Locals think the creepy white corpse is the chupacabra, but it's difficult to make a positive identification.
The sightings of a watery monster in upstate New York's Lake Champlain have gone on for decades.
These are people who say they've seen something unusual, about something with a large head, something with a hump, some sort of unusual life that shouldn't be there.
There's something out there, something people aren't talking about, all over the world, and it's all connected.
Okay, team. Roll call. Dazzlepants, the unicorn.
I do not have to answer to the likes of you.
Quiet. Tristan the troll.
Hey, who decided Bigfoot should be in charge? He's totally overrated as a weird.
Patty O'Sprinkle the leprechaun.
Call me the lord of the dance battle. Margin be like
Pixies! Sorry I asked.
Beef, there's no way this group can take down the creep. Sierra was the brains of this operation.
We're gonna have to find a way to rescue Sierra without Sierra.
Must be my dad calling. No, wait. It's an unknown number. Hello?
Arlo?
Sierra!
Dude, speaker!
Sierra, where are you?
I'm at a beach. I borrowed a phone.
Are you okay?
I'm okay now. After the creep took me, I woke up in an underwater prison in Atlantis.
Atlantis? Under the ocean?
That's the one. I met a mermaid, and the creep did this thing where it took her weirdness from her.
What? Say that again, girl. It removed the weirdness?
Yes, it, like, absorbed her weirdness, and she grew legs and became human and forgot who she was. I could only see the creep in the shadows, but it looked like it grew her tail on its body. It was bad. Like, really bad.
Worst news ever!
You say that about everything.
Actually, the troll is right on this one. That means the creep is only getting stronger.
We have to get Sierra before the creep comes back for the rest of you. Beef, can you call Peg?
I shall call the lovely Pegasus.
No, I got it, dude.
Beef, they said they put the Jersey Devil back in his home state.
Jersey? He's back in the woods?
No. See, he's not really J-Dev anymore. He's an accountant.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh.
I'll text you the location. You guys take Peg. I think I can meet you there.
How will you get there?
I'll tell you when I see you. Bye, Arlo.
What are we waiting for? Let's go to New Jersey!
Hooray! What exit?
Hang on. Won't a bunch of oddball, inhuman weirds stand out a bit in New Jersey?
Sounds like you haven't been to New Jersey, dude.
Well, we definitely made it to New Jersey.
Peg, take us to the shore. Hurry!
Sierra!
Arlo! Beef! Peg!
I'm so happy!
Beef, you're hurting me.
Sorry, most of my life I only hug trees. You have to be worried when they hug you back.
Sierra, I still don't understand. If you were under the ocean, how did you get back up on land? And why did the creep even take you when he's only after weirds?
Arlo, it's time I told you something.
You got this, Sierra.
What is it?
You know how the creep is abducting weirds and stealing their weirdness?
Yeah, but I was thinking, what if that part isn't such a bad thing?
Well, the reason... Wait, what?
I don't know. I mean, we have to stop the creep, but seems to me it isn't so great being a weird. Always alone, afraid of being found. Maybe Beef should go to this place. Then he won't have to hide in the woods or abandoned arcades.
That's a terrible attitude, Arlo.
I'm just saying. Then he could live like a normal person.
Normal? Is there something wrong with being weird? You don't like Beef for who he is? Should weirds have to change who they are just to make you comfortable?
Sierra, I never said—
Whoa, you two. Truce. Can we table this? We've got a Jersey Devil to find.
Fine. Let's go climb on Peg. Thanks for saving me, Arlo.
Nice going, pal.
What did I say?
Can you believe he said that? That weirds would be better off as humans?
He didn't mean it. And if he knew about you...
What are you guys talking about?
Nothing. Physics. Isn't it weird? Where objects fall?
Physics?
I mean, did I say physics? I meant the Smurfs. I'm real bad at this.
Beef was telling me he's getting really strong signals from that building over there.
I was? Oh, yeah. That's it.
All of the people going into that building look like regular, boring accountants. Do we really think one of them is the Jersey Devil?
Hear me out. I picked up some roadkill.
Oh, gross.
We could toss it through the window and, like, see who jumps for it.
Or, I was thinking we'd just walk around and ask questions.
Yeah, I guess that works. If you wanna be totally boring!
Wow, they're really into numbers here.
Yeah, it should be easy to find a flesh-eating beast here.
Beef, you stay outside. We'll talk to some accountants.
But wait, if we just... Fine.
Excuse me. I'm Sierra, and this is Arlo.
Hello there, folks. I'm Brent Wentmender, CPA. May I help you?
Yeah, tell me. How do you feel about dark pine forests?
You mean like with trees?
If you had to choose a tasty lunch, would you prefer a fresh cob salad or, say, raw pig spleen?
I'm sorry, I meant may I help you with your tax preparation needs?
Mr. Wentmender, have you noticed any of your coworkers acting strangely lately?
Strangely? You mean like when Karen tried to take the standard deduction for a client whose portfolio clearly called for itemization?
We were thinking more like, does anyone have, say, glowing red eyes or howl uncontrollably at the moon?
Okay, here's what I'm going to do with that question. I'm going to slowly turn and walk away now. Please do not follow me, odd children.
Who wants some roadkill? Fetch!
Beef!
What? I'm just chumming the water. Come and get it, J-Dev! Come here! Where are you, buddy?
Look at Brent! He's going for it!
Mine! Yummy, yummy possum! Oh, possum! It's been so long since I got
well,
fresh
that's
possum!
Well, that's alright.
I got him!
Well, put me down,
let's
gorilla.
Blow this joint!
I wasn't done with that
hey.
Possum!
Hey, you're not an accountant! Come on, let's go!
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Okay, JDev, here we are in the woods, your old stomping grounds. Time to channel that inner beast.
Excuse me, my name is Brent, and I'm a CPA, not a bloodthirsty mythological hell beast.
I don't know, Beef. Maybe he's not our guy.
I know my man, JDev, even when he's dressed up in a human suit like this weenie burger.
The odds of a genetic mutation such as a bipedal devil creature going undiscovered for decades in a state as densely populated as New Jersey are 1 in 4,382,426,002.8.
You see, you're standing right next to Bigfoot, don't you?
He is quite Sasquatchian, I'll give you that.
Dude, gross! Gotta seal up the snot locker before you bust bugs.
Sorry, it gets so drafty in that office building. Or perhaps I'm allergic to you?
Hey, Sasquatches are hypoallergenic, like Labradoodles. Everybody knows that.
Come on, this guy is nothing like the Jersey Devil.
He did suck every drop of blood from that possum.
Yeah.
I don't know what came over me. One second, I was thinking about filing a new 1040SR, and the next, my vision clouded, and I was filled with a burning desire to attack.
I'm telling you, JDev, you're you!
Think hard. Do you remember being out here in the woods? Terrifying campers? Do you remember the creep?
Creep? No, I... Wait. It's coming back to me. Horns. Claws. Growling. Fear. Grrrr. Like that.
It's a start.
Remember, gotta remember. Hiding behind trees, terrorizing the pine barrens, sharpening my horns on bark, like this. Ow!
Well, you're a little less fierce than the Jersey Devil, but maybe we can figure out a way to turn you back.
So, will you come with us and fight the creep?
This creep? Do you think he'd be up for a trivia showdown? Dance battle? Karaoke off?
Okay, we've got some work to do. I sent Peg to get the other weirds. Oh man, JDev, tell me I am not getting your cold.
Great, so now we'll have a unicorn, a leprechaun, and an accountant on our team.
Well, Arlo, you go to war with the army you have, not the army you want.
So you're ready to fight?
I know where the creep is, and it'll never expect us to come after it. All we need is a boat to take us to the portal.
No props, dude. I'll just put an ad on Weirdbook and someone will hook us up. You see, weirds have each other's backs. Or flippers, whatever.
Beef.
What? Who's a sea weird?
I'm bad at this.
Uh-huh.
Let's find that boat. Sierra, you sure the portal to Atlantis was this way?
The mermaid told me it's in the Bermuda Triangle. Maybe that's why all those boats and planes have gone missing.
It's so foggy. I can't see anything in front of us. How are the rest of the weirds doing back there?
Did I mention that I have a very weak stomach? I'm feeling very seasick.
If you fawn on me, you shall become acquainted with this mighty horn.
Ow, that's sharp.
Worst boat ride ever! 0 stars!
They're good.
Listen, Sierra, I wanted to talk to you about what I said earlier. About weirds.
It doesn't matter.
No, it does.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, I just... This must be hard for you.
What?
Being here, on a boat, the Bermuda Triangle. I mean, if this is where your dad's boat went missing, where it was attacked by a...
Shh! Quiet! Beef!
Sierra, are you sensing it?
Yes. It's either the portal or... Or a massive sea monster!
It is 100 feet tall with teeth as big as my whole body!
Retreat! Run for your lives! Everyone below deck!
Come on, Sierra, we have to hide.
No, Arlo, I'm done hiding.
What?
Hey, you! Sea monster! Are you the one? You took my dad, but you're not going to take me.
Sierra?
How do you know my name?
Sweetheart, I didn't take your dad. I am your dad.
Find your next adventure at gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.